rocket in my pocket and a roll in my jeans. So baby, don't bug me with a no phony scenes. There ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 794. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We had to start there with the new one from the Cramps. The song is Rockin' in My Pocket. It's on the band's album, Gravest Gravy, which came out to last week, August 21st, on the Resurrected Vengeance Records. This is 1977 recordings before the band's first album, the same sessions that generated the first couple of 7-inches. Now highlights from those sessions have been compiled into a wonderful release called Gravest Gravy. A lot of the songs are ones that they later re-recorded, later with Kid Congo, so they sound quite different here with Brian Gregory. And three songs, I think, are ones that we've never heard recorded in the studio before, and that is one of them there, that Rock Into My Pocket, as I said originally, Jimmy Lloyd. All right, I got music for you this week. Let's play some of it. We'll start here with Real Numbers and the song Never Never Again.
What's to be done about it? No use to dance around it. You know I've thought about it all. And on another station, familiar situations, the endless contemplation, oh. And you know, the future and the past, expecting one to last, never, never again. Power's I've received it.
Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Boston's Ruckus with the song Talk Ain't Cheap Enough. That's from the band's self-titled 12-inch that came out on August 14th on Drunken Sailor Records. That band mixing punk and roll with some really strong oi vocals there. Really enjoy everything about that one. And before that, we heard from The Outnumbered with the song Restless Soul. That was on the band's album Why Are All the Good People Going Crazy that came out in 1985 on Homestead Records. If you recognize that voice, that is John Ginoli, who later fronted Pansy Division, but this is his early band. Released three albums, I think, based out of Champaign, and it's really good. I just love that kind of mid-80s American jingle there. And then we started the set off with Real Numbers and the song Never Never Again. That was on Was It Always This Way? That came out August 14th on Slumberland Records, that band based out of Minneapolis. And again, just wonderful jingle there. 40 years difference between those two albums, but very much the same spirit. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. All right, let's jump into some more new stuff here. This is the new one from Weezer. It's called We Might As Well Be Strangers.
Derby works, made lightweight passenger trains. In the 1950s on secondary lines, they introduced the class 108 with dark green livery, pale yellow speed whiskers. Front of the cab looks like a face, smiling as it pulls in the station. They didn't use much asbestos, so they lasted into the 90s. We see out the front window, we pretend we're driving. Rusted locomotives sleeping in the sidings. We see out the front window. We pretend we're driving. We see green grass and blue sky until the sky stops crying. Mr. Driver Man, please don't pull your blind down. We want to see the track curve round and wave at the sheep and the deer. Sound your horn. Let them know we are here.
Song about Darren Heyman's favorite train. It's called Class 108 DMU, and it's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch called Trains that came out in 2016 on Static Caravan. Evidently, it came with a CD with like six extra tracks, but I didn't know that when I bought the 7-inch, so I've just got the two songs, and it's quite nice as is. I think I can download the other songs on Bandcamp, and you can too if that sort of thing interests you. Before that, we heard from Graphic Violets from Chicago and the song Turn the Fantasy On. That's on the band's new album, Endless Parade, which came out August 14th on Hozak Records. The project of Rob Garcia, I played him an EP, I guess, a couple weeks ago, really enjoyed it, thought I definitely needed to pick up the album. And then before that, we started with Weezer with the song We Might As Well Be Strangers, featuring members of Wednesday on that one. It is on the band's new album titled Weezer, known as the Gold Album now. That one came out August 21st on Reprise Records. It is a solid Weezer record, better than most. Maybe not as good as The Heights, but I think it's really enjoyable. Anyway, we are out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 794, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we've got Pig playing the Bottleneck on the 27th. The Flew the Coop Fest is at the Blip on 29th, or Green Jello is over at the Skate Bar. In September, we've got Faytooth at Record Bar on the 1st. Wu-Tang is at the Morton Amphitheater on the 2nd. On the 5th, Unfinished is playing at Gnarly House, Ask a Punk. Jet is at the Truman on the 6th, Melt Banana at Record Bar on the 7th, Motley Crue is at Morton on the 8th. Who's in that band? On the 9th, Unsane is playing at Record Bar. Peaches are at Liberty Hall on the 10th. Insane Clown Posse at the Truman on the 11th. Minus the Bears are going out of that night. And Camille is playing at Mini Bar on the 12th, while Slowpoke is at the Gnarly House. All right, looking over at the website, there's photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Touch Girl Apple Blossom, Paper Jam, and Blanky show that happened at Liberty Hall. More things popping up any minute. Anyway, let's rush here. I got one more for you here. It's from Austin, Texas band French Film. And I'm going to play the song called Montana Maybe. It's on the band's new album, Yours Plus Five, that came out August 21st on Solid Brass Records. Just some very good shoegaze there, running the gamut from kind of dream pop to a little noisy to, well, a lot of everything, and all of it's good. So one thing's here with French Film and the song Montana Maybe. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.